Defaults, Drift, and Dead Links, Claude Code, HackerOne, and Berners-Lee's Unfinished Business. Anthropic's Claude Code pushed a change that reads like a minor changelog entry but carries significant signal. Auto mode is now the default. Where the tool previously presented operating mode options and waited for user direction, it now decides autonomously how to approach a task unless the user intervenes. The post drew 230 points and 232 comments. Substantial engagement for what appears to be a UI default change. The Hacker News community's response focused on what the default implies about the intended human-computer relationship. Shipping a tool that defaults to asking for guidance says the user is in charge. Defaulting to autonomous action says to trust the tool's judgment until there is a reason not to. Commenters raise liability questions. If an agent operating in default autonomous mode commits bad code to a production branch or causes data loss, the question of who made that decision becomes murky, while others framed auto mode as a differentiation claim, arguing that Claude Code is implicitly asserting its judgment is reliable enough to be trusted as a default. The HackerOne story carried a more somber tone. The 260-point, 127-comment post analyzes how the platform, once regarded as the gold standard for bug bounty programs and coordinated vulnerability disclosure, drifted from its founding mission. The critique, validated by substantial comment thread testimony from researchers, describes a structural tension inherent to the business model. Organizational clients generate revenue, which creates incentives to favor organizations over researchers when disputes arise. Researchers describe being pressured to accept lower payouts and having reports marked out of scope on what they characterized as pretextual grounds. Whether that drift was inevitable given the model or a failure of specific decisions remained contested. Completing the section on a different note, Tim Berners-Lee's 1998 essay, "Cool URIs Don't Change," resurfaced with 247 points and 61 comments. Remarkable engagement for a 28-year-old web standards document. The piece argues that broken URLs represent a server owner's failure of responsibility. The underlying problem has reportedly worsened since Berners-Lee wrote it. Studies have found a substantial fraction of URLs cited in academic papers are dead within a decade, and link rot has become a documented crisis for scientific publishing, journalism, and legal records.